Who is it?
Hello, I am Mindy McNeil. Thank you for joining me today. I am at the Connect for Health Colorado office with Kevin Patterson. He is the CEO of Connect for Health Colorado, and some things are happening right now because December 15th is their deadline. And so if you could tell me just a little bit more about this, Kevin.
Sure. Really appreciate the opportunity to talk to folks. For us, it's really important if someone wants to have their coverage start on January 1st of 2019, you have to come in by midnight on 12:15, which will be this Saturday. We'll have staff available until midnight on Saturday. And so while we don't encourage you to wait until the last moment, hold times will probably be long. You might have a little more process to go through because I would imagine the line will be long. But if you can come in a couple of days earlier, it might make your process a little bit easier. So we just encourage people to come in as quick as they can. Make sure they can shop, get their questions answered, make sure that their process is as smooth as possible. So we have over 1,000 assisters, brokers, certified application centers all across the state that are out there. If you want to go and have in-person assistance, they'll have times available. You can just go on our website, find something that's closest to you. That's an easy way to do it. Or if you want to call, we have a call center that will help you over the phone, 1-855-PLANS, the number 4-U. That way people can call in, get their questions answered, make sure they understand some of the changes that are happening this year, and make sure they shop and get the best deal for them and their family.
Great. Now, is it best if they're calling in to schedule an appointment, or can anybody just walk in, or is it a combination of both?
It's a little bit of both. If you're going to try the in-person assistance, I really recommend that people call and get an appointment, or they check and find a broker or health coverage guy that's close to them. That will probably eat up less of their day, and they'll be able to find a slot where they can get them in. That's the least in the way of somebody's schedule. So if you want to do that, that works fine. But if you're not sure when it can happen, you know, a phone call can help, or you can just go on the website, and some people just go through and they make their selections without even talking to anybody. And that's the way some people want to shop. So we tried to make it so it would work for whomever and however you want to shop.
Okay, and I know that there are some people who are not computer savvy, and I'm not trying to target a specific group, but there are, you know, maybe the elderly, different things like that, who don't get online. And so having somebody here, you know, to be able to call in, if they come in, then someone will sit with them and walk them through the process. Is that correct?
We can do it that way. If they're going into one of the assistance sites, that's probably the best way to do it. We don't necessarily have the same capacity here. It's mostly just corporate offices here at our location. But what I think makes sense is not just for folks that are elderly, but, you know, in certain rural parts of our state, they just don't have great access to broadband, or there's a digital divide there. And so that's the other reason that we wanted to make sure that you have an availability of somebody in person in your area of the state. And we tried to make it so that we didn't create a new place for somebody to go, but somewhere that's already doing that kind of work. So we'll be in health districts, health departments. Sometimes we're in hospitals, doctor's offices. It's just, we tried to make it as convenient as possible.
I can sign up myself, my children, my whole family, different things like that on this plan. Is that correct?
That is correct. We have single individual plans all the way up to family plans that are available, and that you can shop by zip code, and that will show you exactly what's available in your area.
Something else I was wondering, why December 15th? Why is that the deadline to get started in the month of January to do coverage for the full year of 2019?
That's good. We get this question a lot, but I don't think people actually understand. They say, well, why do we have to do it at the end of the year? It's kind of an inconvenient time. I'm trying to get ready for the holidays. I'm doing all this stuff. And it's just because the plans are sold and the premiums are paid in so that you have the claims fall within that calendar year. So your coverage really goes from January 1st to December 31st of the year. And so everything's built on that calendar year. And so the extra days at the end of December really just give the plans time to get everybody signed up, make sure everything gets through. If people have a little bit of an issue getting in, like, you know, maybe their card goes to the wrong place, there's just little things like that that can make that process a little smoother. So there's just a little bit of buffer. And then the holidays really slow down things after the 15th anyway.
Now, I sign up on December 15th. My premiums, am I going to start paying on December 15th, or how does that work?
So your premium will start when your carrier asks you to pay. It's usually right before the first, but they all have a date that they look for their payments, usually starting right after 12/31. Some might ask for a payment. They do them all a little bit differently, but you're paying basically for January coverage. We just want to make sure you get your start date in and we get it effectuated so there's no question on when your coverage starts.
All right, and Kevin, you know, maybe I'm on a budget and, you know, things are a little bit limited. How affordable is this? I know I have to be covered, but how affordable really is this for me?
You know, I think that's what people tend to estimate incorrectly. They say, well, I think I'm working, I've got a job, I probably make too much money to qualify for the tax credit. And it's actually the other way around. The tax credit was created for working citizens. And so for us, you know, if you're around $48,000 for an individual, all the way up to about $100,000 for a family of four, you could qualify for what they call the advanced premium tax credit, which means it lowers your premium every month that you have insurance. And so your bill actually gets lower. And if you shop, you know, we've done some studies and we've had a lot of actuarials look at what's available. You know, in some places people are paying, you know, about 24% less, you know, on for the net premium. And depending on where you are, the tax credit can actually make that very affordable for you. If you're on the western slope or the eastern plains, even more so, there is a larger percentage that you can get in the tax credit because those costs are larger there.
What happens then? I mean, am I going to get penalized if I don't have health insurance come January 1st? Let's say if I forget and I don't register, what happens to me come December 1st? Come January 1st.
So on January 1st, you know, we try to make sure people come in if they have like a chronic condition or they have something that they need to take a prescription. We want to make sure they have the continuity of coverage. So we really do encourage that. But there is an opportunity for folks to come in, but their coverage wouldn't start until February 1st. And so we know that you can go through January 15th if that situation, if you just can't make it work between now and December 15th, there is that additional time that we have as a state-based marketplace that we can afford customers to come in and still find a plan. But you do not have to pay the penalty. I want to make sure I'm clear on that. The penalty is not part of what it is. We just want to make sure people get covered.
Okay. All right. So basically, if I am looking, I'm in the Denver metro area, I'm anywhere out throughout Colorado in the rural area, anything like that, I can go 1-855 plans for you. Is that correct? Y-O-U?
Y-O-U, correct.
And a good website, is it just connectforhealthcolorado.com?
It's connectforhealthco.com.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Kevin. I really appreciate your time. And there are a list of options of places that people can go if they either call in or go on the website of places that are going to be in their area that they can find or their closest area that they can find to go to get set up for coverage and to basically make it by December 15th.
That's correct. We really appreciate your coming and giving us an opportunity to get the message out. And we really want to make sure Colorado gets covered.